This is Ted Kennedy asking Senator Al Simpson and the Bush administration to cool it on civil rights. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, after a bitter debate, the Civil Rights Act has passed the House of Representatives. It's heading for Senate action and an angry veto by President Bush. Both sides should cool it and try harder to work out a bill the president can sign. We share the same goals, Al, ending discrimination in the workplace and giving victims of prejudice a fair remedy. No one wants quotas, Al. Women and minorities aren't asking for special preferences. They're asking to be judged on their individual ability and merit. What they deserve is opportunity, a fair deal, not a deck stacked against them. Under current law, too many biased employers can get away with unacceptable job discrimination. A group of Republicans under Senator Jack Danforth of Missouri are looking for a middle ground. Sign up, Al. There's still time for a civil rights compromise to bring us together, not drive us apart.
Ted, there's a huge difference between cooling it and getting the old cold shoulder. Instead of giving the president's civil rights bill a fair and thorough consideration, you Democrats heaped on the ridicule and slapped it right back in his face. Ted, if Congress keeps this up, the president will veto the bill, but he won't be angry about it. He'll just be disgusted and disappointed. Bush sincerely wants to sign a Civil Rights Act. This is a president who reads all the bills he signs, so he's darn sure that the title matches the substance. That means not approving a bill that pushes employers to use a quota system to keep from being sued, even though the bill is supposed to prohibit quotas. Ted, let's find a way to go after employers who do discriminate. But for heaven's sakes, let's not penalize and try to bust employers who have never, ever discriminated against a worker in their life and never would. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on drug treatment programs for America's prisons. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.